the CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly sunny and breezy today. A few clouds this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 60s. Cloudy tonight. Few showers possible. Lows low to mid 40s. Maybe even some flurries in the highest elevations. Morning clouds on Saturday. Then mostly sunny and cool with highs around 60. Sunshine again on Sunday with highs again around 60 degrees. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you, Travis. WCHV time 6:37. It's electric. Eighty-five years serving Charlottesville. No elephants electrocuted yet. Sorry, Tom. Edison, not Jefferson. Joining us on the Newsmakers line, you can get it at Amazon Prime now. You can download it. It is a documentary based on, Schmidt's line? We'll only go up to the creepy line when it comes to AI and artificial intelligence. He's Dr. Robert Epstein. Dr. Epstein, thank you for taking some time out with us this morning. How are you today, sir?
Very, very good, Joe. Nice to be with you.
So, first and foremost, is it fair to give organizations like Google and Facebook a pass on just saying, your content was bounced out because a word or phrase triggered an algorithm and it was just because of technology? Because it seems like they do it to avoid the culpability of a regular publisher that would have an editorial board, and then somebody would have had to have made a decision for something to be published. Are they trying to have their cake and digitally eat it too, as it were?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, my views on that issue have changed over the years as I've gotten to know more and more about these companies, Google in particular, where my research focuses. I have come to conclude that it's just outrageous that basically one or two or three very large private companies are now deciding what 2.5 billion people around the world can and cannot see online. That makes no sense to me. That this, as you point out, normally, you know, with a newspaper, there's an editorial board and there's a discussion. But now we've got a very tiny number of companies located right near each other making these decisions for 2.5 billion people, and that number is going to jump to over 4 billion within the next 3 years.
And I thought it was interesting that Amazon decided to start, sharing this. Is this a battle of social media and digital technology companies to maybe Amazon says, well, we'll help distribute this movie if it makes Google look bad. I don't know. It's almost like, GE versus, Westinghouse at one point, and we've gotten to almost that point. But your work, Dr. Epstein, and featured in the creepy line, Dr. Robert Epstein, when you first started back in Harvard studying and getting into this, did you ever think we'd get this place? Because I really feel like this is the place we were always meant to get to when the phrase, just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something. Have we been building up to this, or is this just, what's the expression, not the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning?
I think that it's just taken a long time for people, including me, to figure out what's going on and to figure out how big these dangers are. Speaking of creeping, I think the real picture here has just been gradually creeping up on people. Mm-hmm. And you go back a few years and hardly anyone even thought about potential dangers from these companies. But I can tell you, at this moment in time, my own research suggests that democracy is just an illusion at this point. I just published a big article called 10 Ways Big Tech Can Shift Millions of Votes in the Upcoming Election Without Anyone Knowing. And I actually estimate they can shift upwards of 12 million votes completely invisibly. This is not like fake news stories This is invisible manipulation. You can see news stories, but you cannot see the manipulation that a company like Google now is using on all of us every day.
Well, and the hysterical part of it is they say, oh, no, we're not doing that, when they will charge you money to get your results up to the, what do they call it, the golden triangle in the upper left-hand corner of the results screen. They've been doing that for a decade or more. So certainly if they're monetizing that search result manipulation, they can surely do it. Is it something that we hear, obviously, with the Russian company, the Internet Research Agency, and we are impacted by it here because of their work in the keep it in the ground, no pipeline movement, starting Facebook pages that look like there are thousands and thousands of people you know on it, and therefore, well, gee, if all my friends are on this, get this news feed, I should get it, and then that kind of manipulation, or is it even more nefarious than that, Dr. Epstein?
Oh, it's far more nefarious. Those kinds of manipulations, which we should all be concerned about, obviously, because if a foreign country is, messing with us, we shouldn't allow that. But those kinds of tricks don't actually shift very many votes or opinions. Very, very, very few. What my research shows, and this new article in particular, on the 10 ways, I call them, that these companies can shift votes, no, that involves manipulations that have never been possible before in human history. There have always been news stories and billboards and things like that, but those are competitive, you see? But the kinds of things that, but if the platform itself, like Google or like Facebook, if they want to do something, there's no way to counteract it. There's no way to see it. And frankly, generally speaking, there's no way even to detect it. I'm working with business people and academics now on three continents to build monitoring systems so that we can actually, track what these companies are doing. Yep, but at the moment, you can't even detect these manipulations. So we know from recent leaks out of Google that they know very well that they have this power and that they're exercising this power. I mean, there's no question about it. They know that. And I've quantified it. I know how many votes and opinions they can shift. But you can't see if people are not aware that they're being manipulated when a company like Google is manipulating them.
Being tuned in means,
should you see how the sausage is made if you're eventually going to have to swallow it?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Visiting with Dr. Robert Epstein, featured in the documentary available at Amazon, The Creepy Line and How These Tech Companies Manipulate Our Lives. You mentioned Google's data breach as well, and millions, tens of millions of people had their personal information taken, and yet I don't hear much of a blip out of it. It's, oh, Google isn't offering Google Plus anymore. When do these companies start to become culpable for this? I mean,
well,
do we need a class action?
In the United States, we just don't have on the books laws and regulations that cover the kinds of shenanigans that these companies are perpetrating. In the EU, in Europe, they're more aggressive, and so they're putting in place all kinds of laws and regulations, and of course they've had big antitrust actions ongoing against Google and have levied two huge fines against Google, just recently a $5 billion fine. But in the U.S., we're hands off, and I'm telling you, we're paying an enormous price. It's very troubling to me. The more I learn, the more concerned I get.
Well, where do you think it's leading you? Because that sort of, being immune to antitrust, being immune to libel and slander, is there a small even group of elected officials that are looking at this kind of regulation? Does Ajit Pai? Because I listen to Google and Mark Zuckerberg, and they're all lovingly saying, yeah, net neutrality, go get some net neutrality. Because they're going to be the guys who regulate the internet anyway, so they're not worried about net neutrality. That will certainly be the last nail in the coffin of any other competitors coming up out of the wainscoting for them. Are there... is there a Rand Paul or Mike Lee or, you know, some elected officials that are starting a little cadre of people that might come with some aggressive laws that, you know, stay within the Constitution, but protect things like our personal property rights and keep these people from manipulating results of search engines, manipulating news feeds and things like that? Or is it just something where the marketplaces are going to eventually have to force everyone to go find something else to do?
There are a few members of the Senate, a few members of the House of Representatives. There are actually a fair number of state attorneys general mm-hmm. who are concerned. I've had calls from the AGs. I've been asked to speak at one of their events recently. So here and there, people are kind of getting more concerned. But you know, is there a consensus? Is there enough support to actually make something happen? I would say no. Now, President Trump himself has been hinting around that maybe that we should start another antitrust action against these companies. Back in 2012, there was one ongoing, and they did find that Google was culpable. You know, the internal investigation found that, and then very suddenly, January 2013, the whole thing just got dropped. It was quite mysterious.
That is odd.
So, yes, very, very, very mysterious. But President Trump has expressed some concerns. So has Larry Kudlow, his chief economic advisor.
Sure.
You know, we might see something or other happen in the next year or two, but not enough and not in time, in my opinion.
With Facebook, I know when Facebook and it first came out, I mean, they lost billions of dollars, if I'm remembering the financial news stories correctly, of value. People stopped using them. The value of their ad clicks, there was a lot of it was built on ad click through. So a massive drop in usership, people dropping their Facebook accounts over these targetings and these slotting and shutting down of feeds. Is that really the answer? Is that the more movies like yours, Dr. Epstein, come out, the more the marketplace just says, you know what, do I need Google? Can I find something other than Google to use or Facebook, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, you're right. There was this backlash against Facebook when there were some revelations about how they had mismanaged data. So it turned out to be a blip because, yeah. You know, that backlash lasted a couple of weeks. Their stock has recovered, and their numbers, their overall numbers, are still growing. I mean, we're talking about more than 2 billion Facebook members around the world. So, you know, they're doing fine. It's not clear what it's going to take to really make a difference. In my opinion, the only thing that will positively make a difference, and that's why I'm working hard on this now, is constructing monitoring systems, because 2016, I actually set up a monitoring system, the first ever, to look at search results from real users using Google, Bing, and Yahoo to see if there was bias in those results toward either Clinton or Trump. And we did find pro-Clinton bias that was very clear for 5 or 6 months before the November election. By the way, I was a Hillary supporter. I am not a conservative.
Cheating. Yeah.
And, the point is, if we take a system like that, we scale it up, so that we're looking at lots and lots and lots of things, and then we bring it not only to the U.S., but to other countries, eventually, and this could be done, you know, within a year or two,
sure.
Eventually these companies will catch them. Whatever they're doing, we'll catch them and we'll report it. And they will have to become accountable to the public, you know, no matter what the regulations and laws might be.
No, sure. If we can catch restaurants violating health code, we can catch, you know, somebody violating, you know, internet fair practices pretty easily, since it's all done with the intent of getting to as many people in the public. Dr. Epstein, thank you so much. My wife and I have already watched. We have Amazon Prime, so guilty as charged. But we have watched the Creepy Line. And it was tough sleeping that night. And my wife has a very active Facebook group of friends. I mean, they're just people she's known from high school and on, reconnecting, but it makes her really really feel about, you know, what do I, what am I doing here? And we all do it. I promote the station. We have a station Facebook and Twitter feed and that kind of stuff. Is there a suggestion from where you sit before we go of things our listeners can use instead?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, I have an article, and I can get you a link to it, called Seven Simple Steps Toward Online Privacy. It's very easy to find. If your listeners want to find it, they can go to mygoogleresearch.com, and that's also a way they can help provide financial support for the research I'm doing.
Yeah,
but that'll also lead people to that particular piece about, you know, what they can do for themselves and their children to begin to protect their privacy.
Well, I'm going to share it, ironically, on Facebook, and we'll see if they shut down my feed for it. But Dr. Epstein, thank you so very much for visiting us. God bless and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.